Welcome back to chapter 41, where we'll cover mail and wire or telegraphic transfers, because this transfers took place when telegram was introduced, as a means of transferring funds from one account to another account, and why it plays an important part in the banking space. So mail transfers, it is a way of transferring the money from one place to another, but using bank as an intermediary. The remitter, so I want to send the money, deposits amount in the bank and gives the name, the account number and address of the payee to which it has to be credited. Bank sends an advice by mail to its branch or correspondent at the place of payee with the instructions to make the payment. And for doing that, the bank charges commission. On receiving the instructions, the receiving bank branch sends advice to payee asking him to collect the amount. Or if the payee is the customer of that bank and in that branch, his account is credited. Facility of mail transfer is for internal or international remittance, national or international remittance. And this is an arrangement between two offices or branch of the bank. This is not a negotiable payment order. Wire or telegraphic transfer, it is similar to mail transfer. Only the difference is the transfer is made by telegram, telephone or telex. The remittance charges are higher because bank uses wire transfer as an expeditious method for transferring funds. Wire transfer does not involve actual movement of currency, hence considered as rapid and secured mode of transfer. Salient feature of wire transfer transactions. The transfers are carried out on behalf of the originator person through bank by electronic means. Originator and beneficiary may be the same person. Cross-border transfer means originator beneficiary banks are located in different country. Domestic wire transfer means any wire transfer where originator and receiver are located in the same country. The originator has to be an account holder, and where there is no account, the person that places the order with the bank to perform wire transfer has to be a natural person or a legal person. This is instantaneous and most preferred route for transfer of fund across the globe. There is a need of preventing terrorists and criminals for having unfettered access to wire transfer for moving their funds and detecting any misuse when it occurs. And any such thing that is detected are required to inform the Financial Intelligence Unit of IND. Cross-border wire transfer, it should be accompanied by accurate and meaningful originator information that from where has this money come. It must contain name and address of the originator and account number where the account exists. And when there are several individual transfers from a single originator are bundled in a batch file or transferred to beneficiary in another country, they may be exempted from including full originator information provided they include the originator's account number or unique reference number. Domestic wire transfer. All wire transfers of ₹50,000 and above must include complete originator information. If a bank has a reason to believe that customer is intentionally structuring wire transfers below ₹50,000 to several beneficiaries in order to avoid reporting and monitoring bank, they must insist on getting the complete customer information before effecting transfer. And in case of non-cooperation, report it to the FIU. When credit or debit card is used, necessary information should be included. Exemptions, interbank transfers or settlements, and where banks are originator and beneficiary, you don't need the full details, and exempted from originator and beneficiary information. Ordering bank, who's an ordering bank? Who originates the wire transfer as per the order placed by customer? Ordering bank is to ensure originator information. It has to verify and preserve information at least for 10 years. Intermediary bank, for both cross-border and domestic wire transfer bank processing, an intermediary element of chain of wire transfer must ensure that the originator information is retained with the transfer. Record must be kept for at least 10 years as per the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Beneficiary bank, it should have sufficient risk-based procedure in place to identify wire transfer lacing complete originator information. Lack of originator information may be considered as a factor in assessing suspicious nature and report it to the FIU. If ordering bank fails to furnish information on the remitter, the beneficiary bank should consider restricting or even terminating its business relation with the ordering bank. That is what RBI has mentioned. So that is all on wire transfer and mail transfer. Thank you very much.